Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is Bob Oakes. Boston's place in the attacks of September 11th, 2001 is unlike that of any other city. It was from our Logan Airport that the 767s departed before crashing into New York's World Trade Center. Today, as part of our week-long series, Remembering 9/11, we'll hear the story of a woman on board one of those planes, Betty Ong from Andover. She was a flight attendant on American Airlines Flight 11. It was the first to hit the towers. Her brother, Harry Ong Jr., and her sister, Kathy Ong Herrera, joined WBUR from their homes in California to remember Betty. On the morning of September 11th, Harry was up and watching TV at 6 a.m., just as Flight 11 struck the tower. He immediately called his sister, Kathy.
Harry and I stayed on the telephone for quite a long time, and I remember him asking me where Betty was, and I told him that, you know, she should be on her way to Los Angeles because I was going to be meeting with Betty later that afternoon. And Harry got very quiet, and I could actually sense the concern in his voice as he told me that he thought he heard that the airplane might have originated from Boston going to Los Angeles.
You know, I'm hoping that Betty's not on that plane. I'm hoping that of all the thousands of planes in the air that particular day and morning, that Betty is just not on that plane.
I remember right at that moment, my heart just sank.
And then I told Kathy that before we hung up that I would try to reach American Airlines. And I called about 11 o'clock Pacific time, figuring that's when Betty would be possibly landing. When I first called, American Airlines said no, there was no Betty and Ong on the flight itinerary. And so I was pretty relieved. And by about 5 o'clock, I didn't hear from Betty, and I said, I'm just going to call one more time to American Airlines. And I called, and then it was then that they had confirmed that Betty was on the plane. And then I called Kathy, and I told her about Betty on the plane. And I had to call my parents, and I told my mom to have a seat. And I said, Mom, if you turn on the television and you see a plane, one of the buildings that had a plane crashed into, I said, I think Betty's on one of those flights. And then my mom just broke down.
We had a memorial service for Betty in October. I believe it was about 3 weeks after September 11th. And I was standing there at the check-in counter to the hotel, and I was talking, and I noticed that there was this lady standing not far away from me, and she came up to me and she says, my name is Nydia Gonzalez, and I'm the one that spoke to Betty from the ground. And at that moment, I just looked at her, and without even thinking about it, I just grabbed her and hugged her. And one of the first things that she said to me was, you need to be so proud of your sister. She was very calm. She was never harmed. And she provided us with the first information to help us to identify the hijackers. And it was at that time that we learned that there was a voice recording of Betty's call. I later on spent a lot of time back east attending meetings, and during one particular trip, I was in the Admiral's Club at the JFK Airport in New York, and I happened to pick up the Wall Street Journal, and they just happened to have an article about Betty, And this one particular person had described Betty on the phone as being hysterical and gasping and shrieking for air, which just totally destroyed the comfort that we knew in hearing from Nidhi about how she was describing Betty's demeanor.
I actually called the Wall Street Journal writers, and I said, you know, we had spoken with the person who spoke with Betty, her name being Nidhi Gonzalez, and that it just contradicted everything that they had written. You know, it's just not true. And they said, well, until, you know, you can somehow get something different, this is all we have to go on, and this is our report.
Soon after that, I called American Airlines, and I told them that I wanted to listen to Betty's voice tape, and they said absolutely not. So I called Senator Edward Kennedy's office, and I told them the same thing. And the next day, American Airlines called me and said, when and where would you like to listen to Betty's voice tape? And it wasn't until January of 2002 that we had arranged to listen to her voice tape in private in a room at the San Francisco airport.
Okay, my name is Betty Ong. I'm number 3 on flight 11.
Okay.
And the cockpit is not answering their phone. And there's somebody stabbed in business class, and we can't breathe in business class. Somebody's got mace or something.
Can you describe the person that you said someone is what in business class?
I'm sitting in the back. Somebody's coming back from business. If you can hold on for 1 second,
certainly.
They're coming back. Our number one got stabbed. Our purser is stabbed. Nobody knows who stabbed who, and we can't even get up to business class right now because nobody can breathe.
I was actually sitting there with Kathy, and I was just shaking, and I was just crying, and I was just shaking to hear Betty's voice again, once again, and with its force. It's just very emotional to listen to, knowing that those were her very last moments of her life. And actually, I've always had this feeling that I just never really had a chance to say goodbye to her.
I feel that we are very fortunate. There were many heroes that morning. You know, we're talking about almost 3,000 people who died that day. And we will never get to know what their story is. Just knowing how calm she was and just her professional demeanor, I was just so very proud of her to hear that. At some point she says, I'm staying on the line with you as well. To me, it's just amazing. And that is one of the main things that I will always remember about her conversation is just how calm she was.
Is anybody still there?
Yes, we're still here.
Okay. I'm staying on the line as well.
Okay.
During her call to the ground, Betty provided officials with the seat numbers of the hijackers, allowing them to identify the men early on. She was still on the phone trying to help when her plane hit the World Trade Center. Betty's siblings have set up a foundation in her name that's dedicated to promoting healthy eating and exercise for young people, a cause she was committed to. You can find out more by linking to the foundation's website from our website, wbur.org. Our story was produced by Michael May and Lisa Tobin.